You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack, and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. You can find a transcript of this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. There's a page for this podcast with the transcript, an activity, and a task for you to do in the comments section. Today, I'm looking at the last three verses of a song called The Rocky Road to Dublin. I made a podcast yesterday about the first two verses and the chorus, but stopped because there's a lot of vocabulary to talk about in this song, and the podcast would have been way too long. In the beginning of the song, we meet a young Irishman who's leaving his home to travel to Liverpool via Dublin. In the beginning of the third verse, our hero has arrived in Dublin. In Dublin next arrived, I thought it such a pity to be soon deprived a view of that fine city. A pity is something you feel sad about or regret. When you hear about something sad that could have been avoided, you might say, "That's such a pity." "It's such a pity that you didn't call me sooner. I could have helped." Well, our hero thought it was a pity that he was leaving Dublin so soon. The verb deprived means to not have something that you expect to have. It's almost always used in the passive voice to say that someone or some people didn't have what they should have had. He was deprived of love as a young child, or when the sports club closed, the community was deprived of a popular attraction. "Well, then I took a stroll, all among the quality. Bundle it was stole, all in a neat locality." A stroll is a walk for pleasure. You can take a stroll or go for a stroll. I love strolling around places whenever I get to visit somewhere new. Our hero was out for a stroll. His bundle was stolen. A bundle is usually a pile of clothes all wrapped up together. I think you can have a bundle of other things. It's just an assortment of things all wrapped up together. There's a website called Humble Bundle that puts software and books into bundles that you can buy at once. In the song, though, it was our hero's clothes and belongings that were tied up and carried over his shoulder on a stick. He gives some more details. "Something crossed me mind. When I looked behind, no bundle could I find upon me stick a wobblin. Inquiring for the rogue, said me Connaught Brogue, wasn't much in vogue on the rocky road to Dublin." If something crosses your mind, it occurs to you. It enters your thoughts. We use it to signpost that we've just thought of something, usually a problem. "It just crossed my mind. We haven't got enough milk to make pancakes," for example. If you use the word rogue to describe a person, it means a bad person. A rogue is a criminal or outlaw of some kind. It can also be used to say that something is very different, but in the song, our hero is asking after the person who stole his clothes. Said me Connaught brogue. In this instance, his brogue is his accent. Connaught is the west of Ireland, so his Connaught brogue is his West Irish accent, which he says wasn't much in vogue. In vogue means popular and fashionable. So when people heard that he was from the west of Ireland, when he was looking for the person who stole his bundle, he didn't get the best response. Another chorus and we're into the fourth verse. From there I got away, me spirits never failing. Landed on the quay, just as the ship was sailing. I've spoken about spirits in part one, meaning the general state of your mood and emotions. He landed on the quay. This is the place that boats can moor or tie up and stop. I think it's pretty much the same as dock. Apparently, a quay is when a riverbank or the coast is built up so that ships can land. But I used to live on Salford Quays, which are a series of man-made basins or deep tanks that ships could sail into to stop and load and unload their cargo. Loads of English people don't know how to pronounce the word quay, because it looks like it should be pronounced quay, but it's just quay. The captain at me roared. He said that no room had he. When I jumped aboard, a cabin found for Paddy. The captain roared. This means that the captain shouted in a fierce way. Normally, lions roar. So if a person roars, it means they're shouting in a fierce way like a lion. A cabin is a room on a boat. I've only been on one long boat journey and I had to share a cabin. You can also find cabins on some overnight trains. If you're ever in Egypt, you can get a train from Cairo to Luxor that has cabins you can stay in. Down among the pigs, played some funny rigs, danced some hearty jigs, the water round me bubbling. I had to search to find the meaning of played some funny rigs. Some people suggest that a rig is a practical joke or a prank, but others say it's the word for a song played on a guitar or violin. I think that this is more likely, but either way, it's not common language these days.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop. And even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand. And even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
So, he played some songs and danced some hearty jigs. I mentioned that Hunt the Hare was a type of Irish dance called a jig. I'm not really sure what makes a jig different from other types of dance. To get a better idea, I think you really need to search for a video of some people dancing Irish jigs on YouTube. Hearty, in this case, means boisterous and energetic, that is, with lots of energy. You can also use the adjective hearty to describe a large and filling meal. If you visit the UK, you may get the chance to have an English or Scottish or Welsh breakfast. These are quite similar, though there are different items in each. Whichever variety you have, it will certainly be hearty. Bacon, eggs, beans, sausages, black pudding, mushrooms, tomatoes, and toast will probably be on offer. Our hero continues. When off Holyhead, wished myself was dead, or far better instead, on the rocky road to Dublin. So our poor hero is feeling sad that he's on his way to England. Holyhead is a port town on the coast of Wales. It's one of the main ports for traffic from Ireland to the UK. Our hero wishes he was back on the road to Dublin. After another chorus, we get to the final verse. The boys of Liverpool, when we safely landed, called myself a fool. I could no longer stand it. This, I'm afraid, is not a good advert for Liverpool. When our hero gets off the boat in Liverpool, the boys, that is, the young men he met, called him a fool. A fool is a person who's not clever and unwise. They do things that are foolish. This is not quite as strong as stupid, but it's similar in meaning. Our hero did not like this. Blood began to boil. Temper I was losing. Poor old Erin's Isle they began abusing. We still use the expression, it makes my blood boil, to say that something makes you really angry. The next phrase means the same thing. Temper I was losing. The syntax is back to front for the sake of the rhyme, but the collocation to lose your temper is common today. When I saw what they'd done, I lost my temper. I became very angry. Poor old Erin's Isle. Erin comes from the Irish word for Ireland. Erin's Isle is another way of saying Ireland. They began abusing. To abuse something means to treat or use something badly. I think it's most commonly used to talk about violent acts against family or children. You hear the phrases domestic abuse and child abuse. Well, the young men that our hero met when he landed at Liverpool were saying unkind things about Ireland, and I'm afraid our hero lost his temper. Hurrah, me soul, says I. Me shillelagh I let fly. I spoke about his shillelagh earlier. It's a kind of walking stick or club made from blackthorn with a hard, heavy knot at one end. In defence of Erin's Isle, our hero started fighting the boys of Liverpool with his club. Some Galway boys were nigh and saw I was a hobblin. With a loud hooray, joined in the affray. We quickly cleared the way for the rocky road to Dublin. Galway is in the west of Ireland, not far from Tuam. Nigh is an old-fashioned way to say near. They cheered and joined in the affray. Now, an affray is a small battle. Affray is a crime in English law. It means to act in a way that would make a normal person afraid for their safety. It's basically the same crime as rioting, but for fewer than 12 people. So now, our hero and some of his compatriots are fighting with the Liverpool boys and clearing them out of the way as they head back to Dublin. This is an interesting song, but I'd be a little uncomfortable singing it. You see, in the past there was a stereotype of Irish people, that they were violent drunks with an eye for the ladies. In America there's an expression, paddy wagon, which is a police van that would drive around collecting up drunk and violent Irish people. Stereotypes such as these are not very kind and I think have been, for the most part, rejected. So, if I were to grab my guitar and attempt to play this rig, I might offend some Irish people. However, this song is very popular in Ireland and is often played by Irish people. This is one of those cases where it's okay for Irish people, but because of the historical prejudice, it's probably not okay for English people or Americans. I'm not sure. I'll have to ask some Irish people how they feel about it. Thanks, Marco, for requesting this song. I hope you enjoy the song, all the more now you understand the lyrics. I know you asked about the High Kings version of the song, but I found a version by a group called the Kings of Connaught that I think's easier to follow, so I've embedded it on the page for this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I do love reading your comments, so please leave me a comment on the site or a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts. I love to hear from you and any comments or suggestions you have. Thank you also to those of you that have bought me a coffee. I really appreciate it. If there are any topics or songs or scenes from a film that you'd like me to talk about or anything else you'd like to hear, I would be delighted to make a podcast for you. So please visit learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk and say hello. Thanks for listening.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.